39 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Pretty firm price action this morning. Crude market's up about a dollar, and the dollar trade is slipping just a little bit. We did see a sale announced from the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning for 130,632 metric tons of beans sold to Mexico for the 2018-19 marketing year. We also saw the sale of 110,000 tons of beans sold to unknown destinations, also for 2018-19. Current price action, looking at December corn, which is in delivery, up 2.25 at 377.25. March corn up 2.25 as well at 387 even. And next December corn is 404.75, up 0.75 cents. Soybeans for January up 10 and a half now at 925.5. March beans at 938.75, up 10.5. And next November beans are at 968.75, up 7. Chicago wheat for December is not traded yet. March is up 5 cents at 526. And July wheat is 539.5, up 3.5. Kansas City wheat for March is up 5.25 at 510 even. And next July is 531 even at up 3.5. Minneapolis wheat is for March is up 3 cents at 578.25. And next September is up 2 cents at 596.75. Looking at the livestock sector, started mixed with hogs firm and cattle a little bit mixed to weaker. Things to watch, digesting the USDA's latest data set from the USDA yesterday is not a real game changer. Decreased ethanol production with ideas of that further cuts may still be coming is something to keep an eye on. Argentinian corn and soybean crops unchanged. Brazil's corn crop was unchanged, but their bean crop was raised to 122 million metric tons, up from 120.5 a month ago. Fund positioning will likely be a driving force. Year-end position squaring and window dressing for the end of the year is probably a market mover, and then how they position themselves after the first of the year is something to keep an eye on. We anticipate the January crop report may contain yield reductions for both corn and beans, although we do not expect this to be an overly bullish, and it should ward off any selling pressure or mentality from the funds. Looking at the charts, we're starting to make new highs for the move in corn and beans. It looks a little bit optimistic. I'd like to think that we have a chance to test the resistance of up about 5 or 10 cents from here in the corn and beans. You know, I think another 10 or 15 cents is pretty easy going, and cautiously optimistic that wheat will follow along. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with a high of 44 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies down to a low of 28 degrees. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with rain likely late in the day with a high of 45 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.